time once again for the Dining Duo Show, hosted by Jim and Nancy Eggers. Listen as they take you on another dining adventure in and around the Huntley area. As always, they arrive at a restaurant unannounced and do not disclose the fact that they are restaurant critics. This assures an honest and fair review for their listeners on Huntley Community Radio. And now, Jim and Nancy Eggers.
Welcome to the show with the highest calorie count in radio.
History.
Forever and ever.
You betcha.
Nancy and I have a tasty show in store for you today. But be careful, you may gain weight just by listening.
Hey, wait, I gained weight when I was eating it, too. I'm going to gain weight again?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's not good.
You can't win for losing.
Okay.
No.
Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, about to step down. Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, about to step down.
And this segment is a coal-fired slice.
Mm-hmm.
You'll know what it is in a little bit.
Listen on and you will understand. It'll all become clear.
Clear. Jim and I were sitting around watching cartoons one morning.
And I'm so glad that they got those cartoons back. The Saturday morning ones are the best.
On MeTV.
Yeah, they're good cartoons, too. You got the Roadrunner.
Tweety.
You got Tweety.
Daffy.
Nutty.
Foghorn Leghorn.
Not Power Rangers and X-Men. No, these are regular cartoons.
Exactly.
I really want to know who made all that money for supplying anvils to the cartoons. Every cartoon, they fall out of the sky, you know. Mm-hmm. It's
the Anvil Company made it.
Acme. Acme Anvils.
Suddenly, Jim's cell phone went crazy, asking us to confirm our online purchase of a very expensive entertainment system. He promptly replied no, and then proceeded to call the credit card company. This turned out not to be a big problem, since the card was immediately canceled and a new one was on its way the next day.
And we actually learned something from that. If a restaurant gives you your receipt back and there's no credit card, and they say, oh, yeah, we'll bring it to you, and it takes about 10 minutes to get the credit card, they just bought a new stereo.
That's what happened to me.
But that wasn't our biggest problem, though.
No.
The big problem turned out to be the fact that Nancy was without a credit card for 24 hours.
Oh, my God.
Oh, horrors of horror.
I don't carry money. I carry my gold card.
Needless to say, she was panic-stricken.
Needless to say.
It's only 24 hours.
This was our day off. We were going to do a lot of stuff this day. Shopping, going out to eat, et cetera, and et cetera.
You could pay with those little green pieces of paper with pictures of presidents on them.
What's that?
Anyway, without the credit card, that means no online shopping and no credit card for dining out. She won't be able to just put her card into a magic little machine at the store and have it say, you're approved. You're good to go. She hasn't quite grasped the concept of paying for something in cash.
No, I don't anymore. I get miles when I buy my stuff on credit card.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. How do you think we get to Aruba every year?
I could buy an airplane by now and fly there myself.
I save you money. Uh-uh.
Don't save me any more money. I'm going broke.
Like a woman possessed, I began rummaging through my collection of gift cards, coupons, and other freebies. Eureka! I did find a gift card that Jim received from a friend for Slice Coal-Fired Pizza Company in Wakanda. Slice S-L-Y-C-E, kind of different.
Uh-huh. That's why you know it's a classy joint. Yeah, who knows what you're going to find at the bottom of your purse.
Exactly. You just got to rummage through it. It's not the first time. You had to rummage through it once before, too.
I forgot what that was for.
I forgot, too. We rummage a lot.
How many we find old Christmas decorations in there?
I do not.
Christmas presents?
No, we don't.
Anyway, truth be told, Nancy and I tried to review this restaurant article earlier this year when COVID started to decline a little bit. But it was only open for takeout, so you made the trip for nothing.
I know.
Every time.
It's not a hop, skip, and jump.
No. Oh, well. After a quick phone call to the restaurant that eased our fears and assured us that they were now open for inside dining, off we went with our newfound loot.
Mm-hmm.
When Nancy and I pulled into the parking lot, we immediately smelled the coal-fired ovens.
Mm-hmm. That smelled good.
Since I'm older than dirt, that smell brought back childhood memories of the coal-fired octopus furnace in the basement of my childhood home. And for those of you who don't know what it is, if you've ever seen the movie Home Alone, that big furnace he has in the basement that opens up and with the things sticking out, that's the kind of furnace we had.
Was that coal fired? Nobody was putting coal in the Home Alone kids.
Ours was.
Oh.
We couldn't afford it was either coal or oil. We couldn't afford the oil, so my dad would go down there and fire up the furnace, and it would vary between 90 and 60 in the house, depending on how good the fire was.
Wow.
I mean, there was no thermostat.
Wow.
My dad would go down, build a fire, and it'll,
90 in the house?
Well, I may have exaggerated it slightly, but you couldn't really control it.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it's either hot or cold.
I mean, you know how I build a fire in our fireplace.
Oh, God, yes.
Okay. So
my knees come out red.
Need I say more?
No, you need not.
Need not.
No. It's not a very big establishment, having approximately 12 booths, 8 tables, and a counter in front of the pizza ovens. It's kind of small.
Looking at the menu, we realized all of the pizzas are 12 inches in diameter, which is different.
Mm-hmm.
But since we didn't want to argue about the toppings, we decided to forget an appetizer and order our own pizzas.
Yeah.
Because we could never agree on a 12-inch pizza. We'd be fighting over it and stuff.
Exactly.
The decision was reinforced when Nancy noticed one of the toppings was garlic.
Mm-mm-mm.
Now, I'm sorry.
We do argue a lot.
Well, something about when you put garlic on a pizza, it's like incredible.
No, it's not.
Oh, yes, it is.
Hey, when I go to Mod Pizza, you don't smell me anymore. I used to put roasted garlic cloves on it.
That's what I mean.
No, now I haven't done that since you complained that you smelled me for a week.
That was horrible.
Oh, it's roasted. It's not supposed to be bad.
I know, but I don't know what went wrong. But anyway,
okay. Let's not argue on the radio. We argue enough in our own home.
Enough of my own personal troubles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All pizzas start with mozzarella, romano, fresh basil, and oregano. On top of this, they offer 10 signature tomato sauce pizzas, 7 Bianca pizzas, no tomato sauce, or a build-your-own option with your choice of 50 toppings. The upcharge for these toppings are as follows. Dairy, which is cheese, is $2. Protein, which are meats, is $2.50. Veggies, like onions,
Green peppers,
stuff like that. $1.50.
Olives,
yeah. $1.50. Drizzles and dollops. That's pestos and oils that they put on. $1.50.
Mm-hmm. Of course, with all of these options, Nancy decided on a build-your-own pizza. $12.49 plus the upcharges for additional toppings.
I had to have it my own way.
I know. They do offer certain set pizzas, you know, they have specialty pizzas and sausage and pepperoni, but no, got to do your own. Okay.
That's what I just said here. 10 signature pizzas with tomato sauce or 7 with the Bianca.
I'm just reminding people.
Okay.
We were definitely going to be here for a while if you know Nancy's decision-making capabilities.
I just knew I wanted garlic. That was the first thing.
Now, it came down to garlic, $1.50. Of course, black olives, $1.50, pepperoni, $2.50, and a drizzle of pesto for $1.50. The grand total was $19.49.
Wow.
For a 12-inch pizza with not really all that much on it.
Well, truthfully, When we tell them what you had, there was really not that much on mine.
No, compared to mine.
Exactly. Jim decided on the number 5 combo, which is a meatball, sausage, pepperoni, and prosciutto pizza for $18.49. Jim's pizza was loaded with toppings. Compared to mine, it was so loaded with them. And in spite of all the meat, it was actually cheaper than mine.
See, that kind of bothers me.
It bothers me, too.
It's not consistent.
Right. You said, look, at you hardly got any black olives. Yeah. I hardly did get black olives.
I think there's something wrong with their pricing.
I do, too.
Structure. I don't know. Anywho, Nancy surprisingly wanted a dessert today since she spotted on the menu the locally made gelato, $3.99. But only if one of the selections was pistachio.
I love pistachio.
Pistachio gelato.
Mm-hmm.
She was in luck, and out came a scoop of gelato loaded with pistachios. It was exactly what she craved.
There was a lot of pistachios in it.
Looks good.
It was really good.
Looks good.
For your information, this restaurant is handicap accessible, and reservations are suggested on the weekends.
Because it's such a small place.
Exactly.
In conclusion, our pizzas were delicious, but in our opinion, they tasted just like the ones we get at Mod Pizza in Algonquin.
They do.
I mean, they're very, very similar.
Oh, my God. And I got almost the same thing. Well, I did get the same thing as I do at Mod.
Okay.
I add a few more things at Mod because I can do it for a flat rate.
Let me explain to people if they don't know what Mod Pizza is. Is you get a 12-inch dough. You start with that. And then you go down the line, sort of like a Subway sandwich shop or something like that. You tell them, okay, I want this sauce, I want this cheese, I want, you know, the sausage, anything you want on it. And they got a whole bunch of toppings. And if you want more salami or something, say, oh, give me more. So it's just like building a sandwich, and you can go nuts.
What you do, and I lift up yours when I pick it up, it's like, wow.
And it's all one price.
Exactly.
And it turned out to be half the price of this particular establishment.
It did.
But, oh well. But, however, the doggy bags left a nice aroma in our car. It smelled like, what, a coal-fired choo-choo train going through.
Mm-hmm. It smelled good.
Driven by an Italian.
Named Vito.
By the pizza, because it was pizza.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Get it, people?
Uh-huh.
All right, it's a stretch.
All right. The cost for a coal-fired slice was $51.84. Having a gift card, priceless. However, Jim had to add some of those green pieces of paper with pictures of presidents on them to pay the bill. I really should find out what those are.
I really think you should.
I know.
That would be good.
Eventually. But I don't think credit cards are going to go away. So I think money might, but not.
Well, that's another thing, too. Okay, can I get in my soapbox again for a little bit?
Are you going to rag on me?
No, not
all
on
right.
you. I'm rag on the youth of today.
Oh, okay. You can rag on the youth.
Say that your bill is $12.52.
Mm-hmm.
You give them $13.02.
They don't know what to do.
They don't know what to do.
They don't know what to do. They look at you like deer staring in your headlights.
Yeah.
They just don't know what to do. They're just looking at you.
They start counting out 45 cents and change and giving you 2 cents back. It's terrible. But I digress. I'm an old man, so I'll sit here and complain. Back in my day, that's okay. Anyway, I really liked the bubbly charred crust on the pizza. That was good.
Is that your take?
That's my take.
I didn't ask for it.
Well, you're getting it.
Fine.
What's your take, Toots?
Oh, you're asking me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, then I'll tell you. Loved the coal fire aroma and what it brought to the flavor of the pizza. That's all I can say.
That's it?
Yep, it was
That's
good,
it.
But I can get pizza just like that for half the price.
Well, why don't you give them the particulars, Poopsie?
Slice, S-L-Y-C-E, Coal-Fired Pizza Company, 127 North Main Street, Wakanda, 60084. Phone number is 847-469-8840. Website is www.slicecoalfiredpizza.com. Directions, take Route 47 North to Route 176 East, left on Brown Street, right on Slocum Lake Road to restaurant. Estimated travel time, 45 minutes.
Pizza, pizza.
Pizza, pizza. Well, anyway, for those of you who just tuned in, this radio show is the Dining Duo Show here on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP 101.5 on your FM listening dial, where we always put you in WHRU.
Very good.
Thank you.
You're getting nicer for 2022.
It's my New Year's resolution.
Oh, it is?
Mm-hmm.
To be nice?
Give it one more week. I won't be anymore.
Oh, because you're starting to get into it again with working. So, my love, did we get any letters this week?
Let me check.
There is a message for you.
Ooh, that sounds ominous. Wow.
Wow.
That can't be good. Anyway, we did, and we actually got a handwritten postal service delivered on a piece of paper letter.
To our house.
To our house.
Mm-hmm.
How about that, huh?
That's amazing.
How about that? And it's addressed to the Dining Duo.
Well, of course.
Well, that's us.
That's us.
Okay. And they said, we look forward to hearing your reviews of places to eat on Huntley Community Radio. We ventured north about 45 minutes to Volo, Illinois, to Bobby's Barrel Inn. The same owner has been there for 4 decades. He has room for maybe 30 patrons with sun catchers for sale on the windows, along with many unusual wall decorations. And of course, visiting the restroom is a must.
Really? I don't usually visit the restroom.
Let's glance over that. His menu has many choices, and our breakfast was delicious. There were 7 of us, and we each had something different. We had to bring home his bread pudding and peach cobbler. I have enclosed a copy of the menus. You may wish to add this to the list of places to try. And this is from Rich and Judy.
Oh, okay.
Well, thank you, Rich and Judy, for the wonderful letter. And I actually am intrigued by this place.
That means we're going to be going soon.
Yeah, I'd like to give it a shot.
Volo. Is it far away?
She said 45 minutes. That's not bad. It's under our hour cutoff.
That's right.
So that's
it is.
Not bad.
Maybe people have relatives out that way. Ooh. You never know. Then they can go.
And we could go to the car museum up there.
No, thank you.
I could see the Batmobile.
No.
Oh. Anyway, if you'd like to email us with anything, complaints, questions, recommendations, our email address is thediningduo@huntleyradio.org. That's thediningduo@huntleyradio.org.
Welcome to my world. Won't you come on in? Miracles, I guess, still happen now and then.
Yes, people, welcome to my world. I am going to now give you a glimpse into the world of the Dining Duos. My world specifically.
Yep.
And in this segment, we are going to come up with certain hacks or suggestions or fixes for common everyday problems.
Okay.
And we will give you, how can I say, I won't say correct because that would get me in trouble, but this is more like the foofy Martha Stewart-ish type.
Remedy.
Fix, remedy. That's what I will give you.
Oh, okay.
And then my loving wife will give you the real remedy.
My version of it.
Yes, yes.
Because Martha Stewart.
Okay. Well, the first one, did you ever eat an ice cream cone and all the ice cream drips out of the bottom?
You betcha.
Well, the foofy way to do it is stuff a miniature marshmallow in the bottom of an ice cream cone to prevent ice cream drips. That is one way.
Why bother? Just suck the ice cream out of the bottom of the cone, for Pete's sake. You are probably lying on the couch with your feet up eating it anyway.
Good.
So where is it going?
That's nowhere.
Nowhere.
That's very, very good advice there.
Thank you.
Very good advice.
Thank you.
The next one is a common problem, it's a nightmare for your pantry.
For my pantry?
Yes.
Okay.
And to keep potatoes from budding, place an apple in the bag with the potatoes. That's the, how do we say, the Martha Stewartish way. Tell them the real way.
Okay. Forget that noise. Buy Hungry Jack mashed potato mix. Keep it in the pantry for up to a year.
There you go.
Easy peasy lemon squeezy. Rob. Why bother with buying an extra piece of produce and wasting that in the stupid pantry?
Problem solved.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I'm just trying to be helpful.
Yes. Yes,
I don't think yours is as good as mine. I really don't.
Okay. Now, here's another common problem that a lot of people have.
Okay.
When a cake recipe calls for flouring the baking pan, use a bit of the dry cake mix instead, and there won't be any white mess on the outside of your cake.
Mm-hmm.
Or?
Well, what I would do?
Yeah.
Just go to the bakery. They'll even decorate it for you. Easy peasy again. Why do you go through all this hassle of having, instead of flouring the cake pan, you have to put the cake mix and sprinkle it on that so you don't get the flour look?
Much easier.
Much, much easier my way.
If you accidentally oversalt a dish while it's cooking, drop in a peeled potato and it will absorb the excess salt for an instant fix.
Huh, really? Okay, well, this is what I would do. If you oversalt a dish while you're cooking, that's too bad. Please recite with me the real woman's motto. I made it, you will eat it, and I don't care how bad it tastes.
Mm-hmm.
Remember my garlic, not my garlic steak. I should say my pepper steak that I made when we first got married, my love?
Yep.
Remember when my sister-in-law wrote down the recipe. She said, 2 cloves of garlic. Well, Nancy was a little stupid because Nancy was just married and never really cooked. And she thought it was 2 heads of garlic.
And I ate it.
And you had to eat it because I told you, I made it, you're going to eat it.
I ate it and liked it.
Yeah, I didn't. But made you eat it, didn't I?
Yes, dear, I ate it and loved it.
Okay.
Next one is wrap celery in aluminum foil when putting it in refrigerator, and it will keep for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Celery?
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
Okay. Brush some beaten egg white over pie crust before baking it to yield a beautiful glossy finish.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
The Mrs. Smith frozen pie directions do not include brushing egg whites over the crust, so I don't.
Okay.
Maybe I should start trying it, but why when my pie comes out perfect?
Okay. If you have a problem opening jars, try using latex dishwashing gloves. They give a non-slip grip that makes opening jars easy.
Go ask that very cute neighbor next door if he can open it for you, and then you're going to have more fun that way. That's just my remedy.
Don't throw out all the leftover wine. Freeze it into ice cubes for future use in casseroles and sauces.
Leftover wine? Hello? Did you ever see leftover wine in our house?
I guess that's not a problem, huh?
I don't think so.
Okay. Now, here's a good one.
Okay.
A cure for headaches.
All right.
Take a lime, cut it in half, and rub it on your forehead. The throbbing headache will go away.
Easier than that. Take a lime, mix it with tequila, chill, and drink, and all your pains will go away, not just your headache.
Welcome to my world. Welcome to my world.
Well, I'm just looking at the old clock on the wall, and it's telling me we've run out of time.
Aww. Aww. Well, that's our show for today, then. And Jim and I would like to thank you for listening. Tune in again next time.
Same dining duo time, same dining duo station.
Until then,
we wish you good times, good friends, and good food.
Legal advice for today's show has been provided by the House of Shysters. Remember our motto, in every cloud there's a silver lining, and in every silver lining there's a loophole.
Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, about to slip down. Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, about to slip down.
5 o'clock in the morning, I'm already up and gone. Lord, I'm so tired. How long can this go on?
Better working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Working
in a coal mine, going down, down, down.
Working
in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Cause I make a little money on a coal by the dawn. But when Saturday rolls around, I'm too tired for having fun.
Too tired for having, I'm just working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Working
in a coal mine,
going
down, down, down.
Working
in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Lord, I'm so tired. How long can this go on?
That working in a coal mine.